backlash.
1992, Eastern Europe. With the breakup of the Soviet Union, the tiny Republic of Bogvakia must face the terrifying prospect of independence. Guiding her through these troubled times is a man of courage, a man of destiny, a man who runs a butcher's shop.
Backlash, Episode 3, Wally Hood Comes to Vodbakia.
Tibor Backlash, will you stop messing about with that abacus and help me get these curtains up?
Magda, can you not see I'm busy juggling the new rate of corporation tax? And what's so urgent about those curtains anyway?
If we don't get them up, we'll have to look out at the street out there. Have you seen it? There's refuse piled knee-high, and I swear there's beavers building a dam in that gutter.
Look, we can't afford to pay the scaffies. Not since they started demanding brushes.
And even worse is having to see all those unemployed layabouts slouching about the street with their hands in their pockets.
Yes, the sight of that lot is enough to make a hyena weep.
Exactly. And curtains are the cheap option. So get off your crop jack and give me a hand.
Oh, now you've made me lose count of the compound interest rate on the national debt. Or something. Oh, piss Bangramika, now look what's happened. One of the wires has snapped.
I warned you to stop bashing that thing against the wall every time you had to devalue the grotnik.
Never mind about that. Help me pick up the beads. They're rolling all over the floor.
You know, it's very undignified for me, the First Lady of Bogvakia, to be crawling about on her hands and knees like a common scrubber.
Just keep looking. If we don't catch all those blue beads, inflation will go through the roof. And you know what that means.
Yes, another 5 years of austerity. How many years of austerity is that we've had now?
Oh, talk sense, woman. How am I supposed to work that out with my abacus in pieces?
There, that's the lot. Just let me fetch my sewing kit and a pot of glue.
Oh, never mind, Magda. It's going to take more than a pot of glue and rigging the price of pickled beetroot to fix the Bogvakian economy. What we need is a fresh injection of cash.
Did you not get an answer from the IMF about that loan?
I did. And they said 2 goats and a flask of potato wine was insufficient collateral.
Those bureaucrats and their fancy Italian words. So what are we going to do? We've been stuck for an idea ever since you lost the referendum about bringing back slavery.
And with just one vote too. Sometimes I think working people just don't know what's good for them.
Mammy! Papu, look at this.
Pazanya badass, Tanya.
Tanya, my wee daughter, what are you so excited about? And why are you not busy downstairs in the butcher shop?
There hasn't been a customer in all day, Papu. I was getting lonely with nothing to stare at but that weak old elk rump.
I'm not surprised nobody comes in. All we've got hanging in the window is that vole that drowned in the septic tank. And some dried out frog gizzards that you've labelled pond chicken.
Now, wait, those frog gizzards would have been a big seller if we'd just give them a try.
Never mind all that boring old people stuff. Look at this.
What's that you're waving around, Tanya? Is it a new cosmetics catalogue? Because I'm needing some new mascara.
No, Mamu, it's my film magazine. It's got all the big news about movie stars in the big studios.
Now, let's have a look at that. Newsy moves. That doesn't sound right.
Some of it is a bit hard to understand. I think the editor's maybe dyslexic. But see here it says, Major Hollywood Studio seeks locations in Eastern Europe.
Eastern Europe? That's us, isn't it?
Near enough. Here, this could be just what we're looking for. If we can get them to come to Bogvakia to film their latest blockbuster, we'd be rolling in cash.
You're right, Backlash. Those big stars like to throw their money around. Why, Their discarded cigar butts alone would be enough to kickstart our economy.
There's an address here where we can write to them and tell them all about Bogvakia.
Yes, we've got to make it sound like the perfect place to make a movie.
How are we going to do that? It's not like we've any technical facilities.
Of course we do. Are you forgetting about the Bogvakian State Camera Club?
What? You mean Brodsky and Gregario? I don't think Hollywood would be interested in the things they take pictures of.
That doesn't matter. The point is they've got all the technical equipment. Photographic plates, magnesium powder. They've even got a tripod.
The movie people will want to know all about the locations we have for them to film at. You know, historic buildings and stuff like that.
Historic? Most of them were destroyed during the revolution. The only one still standing is the urinal behind the post office, because even revolutionaries need a place to relieve themselves between riots.
There's the disused Soviet reactor. Now that is an impressive building.
Oh, yes. And the glow would make it ideal for a night shoot.
I'll take care of the catering. I can make that vole stew stretch a long way.
And as a final inducement, we can draft in all those idle scruff out there to be extras. I'll teach them to vote against slavery.
Papu, do you think they'll bring some major Hollywood stars here?
Oh, I shouldn't be at all surprised.
Oh, I hope they bring David Niven or Stuart Granger. Oh, Mamu, if David Essex shows up, I know I'll just scream and scream until I'm sick.
Personally, I'm keeping my fingers crossed for Gina Lola Brigida.
What's this film company called anyway, Tanya?
Let's see. They're called Pistol Pictures. Oh, that sounds exciting.
Well, Backlash, that's the rubbish all cleared off the street, ready for the Hollywood stars to arrive.
Yes, Piotr. All I had to do was start a rumour I'd dropped a silver grotnik out there, and that gang of greedy scruff bags fair hoovered up all that mess.
Now, according to the telegram, the film crew will be here any minute now. Backlash. They will be bringing some big-name movie stars, won't they?
Of course, Piotr, of course.
Do you suppose? I mean, is there maybe just the wee smidgen of a chance that they might possibly bring Norman Wisdom?
Oh, that's aiming a bit high, Piotr. We'll probably have to settle for a, I don't know, Burt Lancaster. Here, what's all that paper you've got stuffed under your arm?
This, oh, that's my movie script.
Movie script? You?
Yes, I've been working on it day and night ever since I heard the Hollywood people were coming. It's called The Glorious Victory of the Bogvakian People over the Vile, Cowardly Savotnians in Gregor Putnik's Meadow in 1672, when a handful of brave Bogvakians defeated an invading army of vicious Slavotnians and drove them from the field.
That's going to be rather a lot to pack onto the marquee. And the script looks a little on the long side too.
That's only because I've included the subtitles.
If I recall my history correctly, the Slovakians, all 36 of them, fled the field because an attack of dysentery sent them scrambling for the nearest loo. And the Bogvakian army, both of them, only showed up afterwards.
Ach, that's a revisionist view of history you're spouting there, Backlash. No, it was a glorious victory which will live forever in the hearts of the Bogvakian people, especially after it's immortalised on the silver screen.
Piotr, I'm pretty sure the Hollywood people will already have a script of their own.
You know what that will be, don't you? It'll be some sickly, sweet, slushy, romantic drama about a girl who's dying of a cosmetically acceptable illness, and she falls in love with a country singer, and he's got a monkey for a pet. Total rubbish! No, this is what people want, Backlash. There's one thing that packs folk into a cinema. And do you know what it is?
I'm afraid I can guess.
War, Backlash. War. That's what people want to see, not dancing girls and spacemen.
Backlash! Backlash! I just spotted a van coming up the road. That'll be them now.
Oh, Mamu, I'm so excited.
Tell me the truth, Backlash. Does this dress show off enough of my figure?
It shows off more than enough of your figure. I don't see how you're able to breathe.
It's very fetching, Magda. Very fetching.
Mamu, you should be ashamed. Tarting yourself up like that for the film people.
Me? You're the one dressed as a cheerleader.
That's just to make them feel welcome. They're far away from home and probably missing their hamburgers, cattle stampedes and other things Americans love.
Guns, Tanya. They love guns. But hang on. There's just that one tatty-looking van coming up the road. Backlash. I thought there'd be a convoy of big American trucks.
Oh, this'll just be somebody scouting ahead. Never fear. There'll be a convoy not far behind.
I bet they'll all be keeping in touch with their B-Day radios.
That's CB, Magda, CB. Look, the van's stopped and three people are getting out.
Whoa, that girl's a bit of a cracker, eh, Backlash? Do you suppose that's Ursula Undress? Pizonia badass, Ursula!
Control yourself, Piotr. We have to welcome them in their own language. Halde homres. You are plumb welcome to hunker down in a ranch house and fetch some chitlins from the chook wagon.
Sorry, Squire, I don't follow you.
Leave it to me, Papu. I've picked up a lot of Americanese from watching their TV shows. Say, your cats, what say we get down in a heavy groove and shake our bad booty?
Sorry, girlie, I don't speak Bulgarian. I like the outfit, by the way.
You don't sound very American.
No, mate. Pistol Pictures is based in London. I'm Wally Hood, the president.
But the magazine said Major Hollywood Studio.
Right, that's me. Major Wally Hood. I'm an honorary major in the East Cotswolds Yeomanry. I bought the title off a toff who was down on his luck. Thought it might open a few doors for me.
And did it?
No. Apart from the free archery lessons, it was a total bust.
But you do have a studio?
Absolutely, doll. In Soho. Just ask the coppers. They've raided it often enough.
And who is this charming young lady?
This is the star of our picture, Summer Heat.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Summer used to be a stripper at the Nudorama in Camden, but she took a drop in pay to come and work for Pistol Pictures.
Acting is in my soul, you know, and it's just bursting to get out.
Oh, yes, I can certainly see that.
And who's that little chap carrying all that heavy equipment out the van?
That's Chick. Chick Norris.
Chuck Norris. The fighting fists of fury. He's not as intimidating as I would have expected.
No, not Chuck. Chick. He's from Wolverhampton. Say hello, Chick.
All right.
Chick handles the camera, sound and all that technical stuff. I concentrate on the script and directing.
And have you directed many films, Mr. Hood?
There's quite a few of my early oeuvres lurking under some shop counters, if you know what I mean. But I'm fully legit now.
We're here to make a science fiction martial arts horror epic. And I'm the star, aren't I, Wally?
Too right, girl. Ninja Vixens versus the satellite zombies from Mars. This is going to be our breakthrough movie.
And how soon do you think the filming will start?
Just as soon as we get a cast together, Squire. Now, first up, we need somebody for our leading man.
Oh, you're using local actors, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So here's what I'm thinking. He's a military type, looks good in uniform. Steve Kowalski, yeah. Just back from the war. A guy who knows weapons, tactics, how to kill zombies. He's genius. And, of course, he'll be Summer's love interest.
Well, Major Hood, I think you've just described me. See, I'm already in uniform.
What's that? A postman's outfit? Sorry, Grandad. I need somebody who's not on the pension. Say, who's that good-looking, shirtless young guy rinsing himself off at the water trough?
That's Rudy Spetnik. The water's certainly gleaming off those muscles of his.
No, no, he's horrible. You don't want him in your movie?
Sure we do. Look at that jawline. Look at those baby blue eyes, that.
Six-pack. Let me just sashay over and persuade him right there on the casting trough. Hi there, handsome. Let's me and you get together and talk about you having a big part.
You're wasting your time. He won't be interested.
Oh, he looks interested enough to me.
Oh, sure, he is now. But will he have the stamina to sustain his part to the very end?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Come along, handsome. Let's you and me try for an East-West summit.
Honestly, those Hollywood types are so brazen. Just look at her massaging his shoulders.
No, I won't look. He's nothing but a slimy bog weasel. There, I've said it, and I won't take it back.
Okay, now we need someone to play Summer's grandmother. Her poor, downtrodden nana who works three jobs, scrubbing floors, cleaning toilets, and baking pretzels to put her only granddaughter through a secret Himalayan ninja school.
Magda's practically described your life.
T-board backlash. I used to hold tin of pig grease squeezing myself into this cocktail dress.
And very fetching it is too, Magda.
Thank you, Piotr, but my eyes are up here. Anyway, I'm not playing some frowsy old woman.
No, no, listen, doll. It's genius. You get a big scene where Steve Kowalski sweeps you up in his arms and carries you across a field of daffodils. He presses you to his huge bulging pecs and...
I'm sold! I'll just go and change into my old milking smock. But I'm thinking, I need more of a backstory. Yes, I was a naive teenage beauty queen, seduced by a handsome butcher who abandoned me for a political career in Moscow.
Mamu, isn't that a bit too autobiographical?
Don't be silly, Tanya. Your father's never been to Moscow.
Say, Tonya, is it? I think we have a part for you too.
That's Tanya, and I don't want to be in your silly movie.
Sure, sure. Say, I have an idea. You can be a cheerleader for the orphanage football team. You've already got the costume, so that's a saving.
What orphanage would that be, Wally?
The orphanage where the orphans live. Where Summer's granny does the laundry. The one that's threatened by the zombies. Oh, and Tonya, secretly you're in love with our leading man.
I am not! He's a horrible stuck-up snotty face!
But in your heart, you know you'll never have him.
Yes, I know. I'd rather marry a bison, two bison, or a big stinky porcupine.
That's good. Bring that passion. Show us the pain of unrequited love. Hey, Summer. Summer, pry yourself loose from that kid and come and meet Tonya. She's going to play your rival for Steve Kowalski's heart.
Rival? Really? Sorry, love, but it's utterly no contest. Yes, it is. If I wanted it to be. Which I don't. Unless you don't want him and he says my hair's nice, then he doesn't look at me again because Breda O'Gorf says wearing hot pants and... Oh, I'm all confused now. Oh, you old people are just horrible. Old and horrible.
Tanya, stop scowling. Boys don't like that. Reminds them of their mothers.
If anyone wants me, I'll be in my room.
Look, Wally, I don't want to interrupt the creative flow, but this isn't exactly what we had in mind when we asked
you... Of course, Trevor. What I had in mind was you in a juicy dramatic role, and boy, do I have a part for you.
When we wrote to you, we were thinking... What? A part for me, you say?
Absolutely, Trevor. You play the courageous priest, Father O'Callaghan.
Me? A priest?
Yeah, yeah, it's a crucial part. Totally crucial. See, Father O'Callaghan is the first geezer to make a heroic stand against the zombies. He's genius. Genius, I tell you.
Oh, it sounds a bit fishy to me, Backlash. You play an Irishman. That's a very tricky accent to pull off.
Hey, you, Postman Pat. You like dressing up, right? Chick, give him the costume.
All right.
There you go, Pat. What do you think of that?
But this is a gorilla costume. How does a gorilla fit into the movie?
It's the mascot of the orphanage football team. Surely that's obvious. Fantastic. Now, we'll need a mob of pasty-faced, malnourished, shambling cretins to play the zombies.
Oh, no worries there, Wally. We've got as many of those as you can use.
Okay, folks. This is scene one, take one. And you better get it right, because we don't have enough film to do a take two.
Wally, I still utterly don't get my motivation.
What do you mean, motivation?
How do I feel about the zombies? Do I feel pity for them? You know, like you do for the people that live in Wandsworth.
Oh, don't give me grief, love. June Whitfield begged me for this part and I gave it to you. Just bounce around, squeal a bit and try not to trip over the flamethrower.
Wally, this dog collar's a bit tight and I'm not sure I understand what I'm supposed to do here.
It's simple, Trevor. It's simple as Simon's pies. Look, the zombies are rushing towards the orphanage in a mad, blood-crazed frenzy. And you, a man of God, are all that stands in their way.
Right, so do I get a gun, you know, to shoot them all?
No, you're a man of peace. Not violence, so you spray them with holy water.
All right, I see. And that stops them?
Of course not. They're zombies. Mindless, undead, interested only in feasting on the juicy brains of the living. Holy water doesn't bother them.
So how do I stop them?
Well, being a man of God, you attempt an exorcism. You know, you wag your arms about and shout to them in Latin.
Yeah, I see. So that stops them?
Of course not, Trevor. They're zombies, not demons. They keep on coming, hungrier than ever.
So then what happens?
They eat you. Then a young hero, Steve Kowalski, strips in. Are you ready, Rudy?
Whoa, just a second, Wally. They eat me.
Absolutely, Trevor. It'll be fantastic. Say, maybe Chick can rig you up a fake arm they can rip off.
All right.
Yeah, say, do you folks have ketchup in this country? We can squirt it all over you. What do you think, Chick?
All right.
Lovely.
Are you sure this is safe, Wally? We've had a lot of food shortages lately and some of those zombies look really hungry.
Don't worry about it, Trevor. Now, where's the gorilla? He's supposed to bring Steve the extra ammo for his bazooka.
Over here, Mr. Hood. I'm stifling this costume and the smell is... Did somebody die in this?
No, that's just one of your urban legends, Pat. And the whole thing was settled out of court. Now, we'll need you to leap around a bit and make a few ooh noises.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
But, Wally, why are the zombies attacking the orphanage?
Because that's where their children are. Think of the drama, the pathos, the gore. Say, what is that building anyway?
Ah, yes. That was the headquarters of the secret police back in the good old days when literacy was at 99%, numeracy 110%, and people had respect for the post office.
Uh-huh. Here. Do you think we could set fire to it? That would look great. Yeah. And when the fire could spread to these other buildings, it's genius. Steven Spielberg will be crying his eyes out.
Not to downplay your creative genius, Wally, but if you burn down the town, where will all the tourists stay?
Tourists? What tourists?
The ones who'll come flocking here when they see Bogvakia on the big screen.
I think you've got the wrong end of a sticky wicket there, Pat. This whole epic has been filmed in California, USA. Know what I mean?
But you're filming it here in Bogvakia.
Trevor, you know that, and I know that, but on the screen it will say, filmed in Hollywood, California, and on location in Yellowstone National Park.
Yellowstone? Does that mean Yogi Bear will be in it?
What? California? Yellowstone? What are you saying?
We've got to appeal to the American audience. They don't want to see something that was filmed on the cheap in some 2-bit field outside of Smolensk. It's all about marketing.
But if people don't know it was filmed here in Bugvakia, we won't be getting all those lovely tourist dollars.
Look on the bright side, Trevor. People who've already been to Bugvakia will recognise it.
People who've already been to Bugvakia wouldn't come back if you paid them.
Oh, piz bangra miko, Piotr. This is a disaster.
And me dressed up as King Kong for nothing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Backlash. I can't take any more of this. My back's killing me after all those hours of scrubbing floors on my knees. And all because Wally thinks those flashbacks add pathos when the zombies rip me limb from limb.
And I'm sick of watching that summer heat suck on Rudy Spetnik's face and me pretending to be jealous. Because I'm not jealous. I'm not. I don't care if he never notices my new hair clip. Ever.
I'm not too happy with my part either. Well, apart from the free bananas.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, you're lucky. You should see all the bite marks on my leg from those zombies. Who knew if people were actually starving?
So much for their big Hollywood money they've been sponging off us ever since they got here.
And nobody will even know it was filmed in Bugvakia. So no tourist trade. And I had such lovely battlefield tours planned, complete with reenactments.
I'm not jealous. Rudy Spetnik is a creep. I don't believe Summer Heat is even her real name. And I'll bet that's not the only thing about her that isn't real.
Not now, my poppet. Papu's trying to think.
Oh, you don't care about me, any of you. You're all old and horrible and fake, just like the film people. I'm going to go home and climb inside my Duran Duran quilt cover and I'll never talk to anyone ever again.
I'd better go after her. The last time she was in a strop like this, she ate 20 buckets of cheese nibbles and made herself sick. And I'm not cleaning any more floors this week.
We need to get Bugvakia into this film, Piotr, but how?
I know what the answer is.
It's not war, is it, Piotr? Because if it is,
No, Backlash. Not this time. We need Wally to make a different film. A film that's actually about Bugvakia. And I happen to have that script right here.
Oh, the Battle of Putnik's Field. All right, let's have a look at it. 1,207 pages. Are you sure they're all really necessary?
Yes. Every word is vital to capture the drama of those historical events.
I'm not sure they'll have enough film left for all that. Let's see if we can cut it down a bit. Yes, I'm pretty sure we can lose that long historical prologue.
But Backlash, I spent hours on that.
No, Piotr, it has to go. Besides, we can't afford the dinosaurs. I think we can lose this 20-page sequence where the opposing generals outline their conflicting ideologies whilst insulting each other's lineage and achievements.
Context, Backlash. It provides context.
Good actors will convey all that with a look, Piotr. And this lengthy allegorical sequence where the winged serpent of Bugvakia hovers over the battlefield singing an endless series of funereal dirges, that'll have to go. I don't think the American audiences will appreciate it.
The Philistines.
There, Piotr. Now we've got something manageable.
But Backlash, that only leaves 3 pages.
Aye, the 3 most important pages, Piotr. The battle scenes.
Well, you do have a point, Backlash. But how will we convince Wally to abandon his own ridiculous movie?
Well, now, let me think for a moment. Yes, I have it. There's no way he can finish his movie if he loses his star. Piotr, I am going to make a phone call.
Oh, Backlash. A freelance ex-KGB assassin will be very expensive.
No, Piotr, that's not it.
Oh, right. An ex-East German one, is it? I hear their rates are much more reasonable.
No, Piotr, listen. I am going to call up Summer Heat and tell her I'm Orson Welles.
Orson Welles?
Yes, Orson Welles. And I am going to make her an offer she can't refuse.
Not to judge Backlash, but I doubt she's ever had an offer that she refused.
Right, On set, everybody. We're going to film the fire at the orphanage when Steve rushes into the flames to save Summer from the burning zombies. Ready to roll, chick?
All right.
Right, folks, let's... Oi, Summer, where are you going? And why are you wearing clothes?
Sorry, Wally. I've got to rush back to London. I'm afraid this little flick of yours no longer satisfies my deep artistic cravings.
What are you talking about? Put that suitcase down and get back into your bikini.
No. Listen, I've just had a phone call from Orson Welles.
Orson Welles?
Yes, Orson Welles. And he's made me an offer I utterly can't refuse. A leading part as a barmaid in EastEnders.
EastEnders? There's no future in that rubbish. It's just a poor man's coronation street.
Oh, whatever, lovey. It's been nice, but toodaloo.
Chick, are you still filming? Why are you still filming? And someone put that bloody fire out.
All right.
What are we gonna do now? I can't finish a picture without me leading lady.
I could take over her part. It doesn't look hard. Just a lot of pouting and shaking your boopsies.
No, love. You've not got what it takes.
I could do it. I've got plenty of what it takes.
You certainly have, missus. But it's seen better days, so to speak. When you need puddings, you can't settle for blancmange. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
I mean, what you've got is a bit mature.
Mature? Mature? Oh, you mean too strong? Like a classy French fromage?
Stay out of this, Mamu. If you back off and give me a chance, I'm sure I can get this part.
But you don't have the parts, dear. Just hang on, Wally. I'll go and slip into my little black number.
Well then, I'm going to borrow Sveta Dobrovsky's go-go outfit. It's just like the one Lulu wears.
Oh, what will me backers do to me now? Big Ernie's already after me about that greyhound race. And Mark the Spike still wants his sister back.
If I might offer a suggestion, Wally, what you need is a different sort of script. One that doesn't need summer heat or special effects.
Trevor, I don't have time to write a new script or the money to film it.
Then you are in luck. I happen to have three mind-blowing pages here. An epic tale of filth and fury entitled Battleground Bogvakia, Death and Freedom.
Yeah? I like the sound of that. It's got punch.
Oh, punch it certainly has. All it needs is a bunch of unemployed layabouts with a high tolerance for physical punishment. And we have a country full of those.
Oh, Backlash. These rushes are thrilling. I never thought I'd live to see the day that the Battle of Putnik's Field was brought to the silver screen.
Somehow, Piotr, I expected it to be more spectacular. Oh, look, here comes Wally.
What the hell was that?
A glorious slice of history, Wally. Glorious.
It's just 2 hours of a bunch of yobs punching each other and falling about in the mud. Not exactly Spartacus, is it?
I like the bit where you saw that Aeroflot plane banking south to avoid Bogvakia.
Did they really wear plimsolls in those days? And wristwatches?
Can you not edit those out in post-production?
If we do that, we'll only have 5 seconds left over.
Maybe you could, I don't know, update it. Make it a slice of modern life.
Don't be silly, Tanya. It's a slice of genuine Bogvakian history.
Now, Pat, I think little Tonya's onto something there. The old brain wheels are whizzing now.
So you think with a bit of redubbing, we can turn it into a challenging contemporary drama?
It's just a notion, Trevor, but I think we can pull it off. Tell me, have you ever heard of football hooligans?
Oh, right.
I don't know, Backlash. I think he's changed my film too much.
No, Piotr, it's still a war film. Look, It's all about the Gunners and an arsenal taking on some Rangers, and there's wolves in it too.
Look, Papu, the latest issue of Newsy Moves has an article all about our film. It says, filmed entirely in the former Soviet Republic of Bogvakia, Put the Boot In is a searing indictment of drunken football hooliganism. Oh, and it's already at number 5 in the Straight to VHS charts.
Straight to VHS? Did you hear that? No hanging about. Direct to video. Oh, that is good.
This will really put Bogvakia on the international tourist map. Oh, look, here comes Magda, and she's very excited.
It's all working out just as you planned, Backlash. I've had 5 letters today from English holiday companies asking about accommodation, visa requirements, licensing laws, parole arrangements, and extradition treaties.
Well, that sounds highly promising, eh?
They want to arrange for groups of young Englishmen to come over here for stag parties, whatever that means. Anyway, they're willing to pay a lot for them.
Stag parties? What are stag parties?
Don't worry about it. All we have to do is break out a couple of muskets, tie some antlers onto Dmitry Ruskakov's donkey, and let the party commence.
Ooh, groups of pleasant, polite young Englishmen coming for a weekend of cocktail parties. That's going to be nice. Maybe they'll bring some records with them.
Yes, my poppet, Ibiza won't have a lookin'. You make up some liver-paste sandwiches, Magda, while Pyotr uncocks the turnip wine. We are turning Bogvakia into a posh playboy's paradise. Oh, finally. Things are looking up for us.
Bring it on! Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Backlash is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players, with John Mitchell as Tibor Backlash, Jane Field as Magda, Claire Fulton as Tanya, Bob Harris as Pyotr Bollocks, Roddy Snedden as Wally Hood, Laura Stewart as Summerheath, and special guest star Chris McLaughlin as Chick. This episode was recorded by secret microphones hidden in the ceiling light of the Proletarian Cultural Palace's soft play area, where children's party has a whole other meaning.